Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Alright, real quickly, I wanted to mention this. If you guys grew up in Atlanta in like the 80s, 90s, 2000s, at some point or another, when you turned your radio on, you most likely listened to Steve McCoy, either when he was doing the show by himself or when he formed Steve and Vicky on Star 94, right? Legendary radio guy, iconic in this city. Well, I just found out recently, he's been suffering from Parkinson's for like over 15 years now.
Gosh. Wow.
He's not doing well at all. It has taken a toll on his family, clearly on his health. In fact, I read an article this week that Vicky, his partner for years and years, 15 years together maybe, was saying that he can't even talk anymore. So he's not doing real well. And his family and some friends have organized a fundraiser for him, which is going to be at the Punchline on August 27th in Buckhead, which I think is really super cool to help with some of the payments. I guess it's taken a real financial toll on the family.
They need a full-time caretaker at the house. So it's the family. And when you read the story and you read the article, it's heartbreaking because you think you're prepared for anything and then anything happens and you're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And that's kind of the situation that they found themselves in.
So there are two ways that you can help Steve out here. Again, punchline.com. That's where the fundraiser is going to be August 27th, and you can buy tickets there. But if that dude made you laugh, or he and Steve and Vicky made you laugh once or twice when you were in the car, when you were growing up, you know, to help out 10, 15 bucks, 20 bucks maybe for those laughs over the years, I think that'd be a nice way to repay him, especially. It's so cruel. This is such a cruel disease. Mm-hmm. And the fact that his joy came from entertaining Atlanta with his voice for so many years, and now he can't even talk. Hmm. That to give back, I think, for just a couple of bucks, if you can afford it, that'd be a really nice thing to do for the guy. So again, I would Google just Steve McCoy or go to the fundraiser, punchline.com, and you can get your tickets there. All right, big problem here. Social media wise, is that everybody seems to be getting their identity stolen left and right here, man. It's happened to me time and time again. In fact, it's going on again right now at Facebook. And the problem that I've had, and Rebecca's having this on Insta that she's going to tell you about in a second, is that when you hit Facebook and you go, hey, there's somebody trying to rip off people for money right now, and they are using my image, mine and my fiance's image. When you hit up Facebook, I don't know who does the research on it, but more often than not, they come back to me and they're like, nah, that's not you. Or they say, that is you. Or we can't prove that it's not you. So the fundraiser stays up and people continue to give them their money and attention. And I can't take it down.
Yeah, you know, we've had people from Meta in the past help us out, but it's very mysterious how stuff gets taken down. But I want to take this moment to let you know there is a scam artist out right there right now impersonating Bert. We will never run contests on any page except the official Bert Show Facebook page or the station's Facebook page. So do not give, even if it looks like it's Bert asking or Kristen or anyone, do not give anyone your information. Do not like believe it. If you have a question, you can email me at Cassie@thebertshow.com to see if it's real, but stay safe.
Yeah, if it smells funny, it's probably funny. So yeah, we're not going to ask. They're taking pictures right off of my page and my fiance's page also. So it looks authentic, but as Cassie said, That doesn't happen.
And we all report it and nothing happens.
So frustrating. So frustrating. And now Rebecca is sort of going through a similar thing on Instagram.
Yeah, on Insta, I have someone who seems to be basically stealing all of my photos and trying to impersonate me, but it doesn't seem like they're trying to scam anybody. So I don't really know what their plot is. If they're trying to steal my life, it's not that great. So, but their name is Pesky Lancaster, which is my last name, except for the pesky part. And I only noticed that they had been taking my photos because they accidentally liked a photo from like 2 years ago. So on their account, which is P-E-S-G-G-Y Lancaster, because I want everyone listening to report this account, they literally have started posting every photo and just putting weird little captions like, it's a picture of my dog. Oh, so cute.
That's so creepy.
Oh my gosh, it's so creepy. Mm-hmm. And I'm mostly offended because the profile picture is a picture of my little sister and not me.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, wait, I'm not good enough for my own profile? Like, what is this?
So now they're playing into your insecurities also.
Yeah.
Dang it.
What?
Right.
But I've had everybody I know report this account. My friends, my sister's boyfriends, my sisters, like my family. And I just keep getting the notification back that they're like, okay, we received a report, but we're not doing anything about it. And I'm like, how is this even like possible?
What can you do? I mean, this is your industry. I mean, you're a social media director. So if you can't do anything about it, it doesn't give any of us a lot of hope.
We're all screwed, I guess.
This actually happened to me, but it was some guy who created an account to make it look like it was like my OnlyFans Instagram. So he took like the two bikini photos I had. And it was so embarrassing because what they would do is they would go down my follower list and they would DM everybody on my list being like, if you want to see my private page and my private photos. And think about all the people that I follow that also follow me. It's like guys that I've dated, girls who hated me from high school. It was the most embarrassing thing. So I will be reporting that page multiple times.
Thank you.
So much trickery going on. Mo had this whole situation happen to him also, and they were like trying to hold your account hostage.
Oh yeah, it wasn't identity theft. They literally just stole my actual Instagram page, and somehow they hacked into it, and then I couldn't get into it because the two security factor or whatever it's called, it went to their email. So there was literally nothing I can do, and they had my page for, I want to say, about a month, and they kept asking me for money. It started at, I think it was $1,000, and then it was like, okay, I'll take $750, and then they just kept trying to negotiate with me to give me my page back, and eventually, I think I settled on $200.
That's what it's worth,
to get my own Instagram back. Yes. Wow.
It still feels like the Wild Wild West online, man. Like, there needs to be a new sheriff in town.
And I would feel so violated.
I did, because it's the last photo that they posted before I blocked them was a photo of me and my grandfather. And it's just really creepy to me. And I look at their followers, it's all bots. So I'm kind of like, oh, maybe it's just like we're bots hang out. They just have friends together.
They're listening. They're listening right now.
What?
I'm not kidding. I just refreshed the page and it's a picture of you now in the profile photo.
It's no longer
your sister.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. You can come. I'm like freaking out because I was trying to report it to see what was going on. And it has updated to a picture of you holding a Yorkie dog.
That's my profile picture on my Instagram right now.
They're in the house.
Dang.
Yeah. Romeo, is this you? Is this Romeo?
No, you're looking
prank?
At Rebecca's actual page, babe.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm not the social media director anymore. Don't look at me like that.
This is your industry.
Did you really just do that? Oh my God.
Well, because I was flipping back and forth because I was trying to report it, and Rebecca has a weird handle for her Instagram.
There's a dumbass coming from inside.
Man, I thought you were sleuthing.
I looked at the handle and I'm like, that's freaking Rebecca's page.
Well, it has the same two last photos, so it looks like they've carbon copied it, so I thought it was the same page. You know what? Just erase the last 30 seconds.
I can't believe that you got those three IQ questions right.
Yeah, well, my imposter syndrome is kicking in hard, and it's factual today.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.